Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Salaam alaikum. I've got a complaint to make, actually, as a start. Why is there not something hanging up here that has a picture of a cannabis leaf on it? Because occasionally this gentleman here is taking photographs, and you're being photographed against a blackboard, looking like a teacher, when you want to be photographed against something like this. Or that yellow banner up the back, which nobody's... Well, there was a lot of us here at the beginning, and we could have tried harder together and succeeded, honestly.
You should have said something sooner.
I did. I asked Alan, and he said we weren't being filmed.
Nothing changed, Linda.
So, we haven't got... All right, we can't do it. As a candidate, you have to be identified as a candidate and identifiable as a candidate, and you want something like a rosette. I think red, yellow, and... green would be better than green and white, but this is the sort of thing I had. I don't know whether the LCA leadership is going to send you something better or you have to get somebody to make it for you. You can also stick something in the middle of it, which makes you stand out. I've got a lot of badges at home, but I forgot to wear them. I was going to talk quite severely to some of the candidates about their dress sense, because we know that our friends will vote for us. And the people that we've got to persuade to vote for us are the ones who are not really our friends. And what I thought the candidates should do is get together a panel of perhaps one of their children and one of their older relatives to give them some advice on dress sense as to how they should alter their image. I don't want to criticise fellow candidates, but wearing your Dennis the Menace jersey while being a candidate is not really the best thing to do. Unless you look like the previous speaker, Colin, and if he wanted to look really more way out of it at some event, he could put on his Dennis the Menace jersey and he would look more, different than what he perhaps does. But I do want to congratulate the gentleman with the tie that has the leaves on it, and can he provide more of these ties to his fellow male and female candidates? Because even girl candidates could wear ties.
Who's got the tie on?
It's Stand Up Wednesday. And tell them where to, they can buy one, because girls could wear them as belts or headbands. So I think that gets rid of the personal remarks. The only other thing I might say is try getting hair gel and mess around with it in the privacy of your bedroom or bathroom and see if it can do anything your looks that will make you more vote-forable. Right, get back to street. What really annoyed me earlier on was people being prepared to entertain the thought that we're a single-issue party. I think it's absolutely imperative, because that is the thing you will be criticised for. I'm not going to vote for you because you're a single-issue party. We have to say it's not a single issue. It affects everybody in this country. Because people who could be doing a good job are locked up in jail. People who could be living a healthier lifestyle are stuck in bed or in a wheelchair because they can't get enough of the medicine they need. If somebody says we're a single issue party, say no, we've got law and order policies, we've got health policies. If there was more hemp around, as the previous speaker has told us, we've got policies on energy. We've got policies on building, agriculture. We're not just a one-issue policy. The Tories, if they get into power, will build more jails. Without disagreeing or agreeing with them, we can say if you got all the cannabis users out of jail, you wouldn't need to build so many jails. You could build a hospital or a school instead. You have to get together a team if you're a candidate. And some of your team may not even really exist. You might have somebody who's not going to do any work as your election agent, just to make it look as if there's more than one of you. You might get a child to answer your phone and say, "Legalise Cannabis Alliance, you want to speak to the candidate?" Because if you always answer your own phone, they think that there's nobody else there. If your mum or somebody will answer the phone and say, "Legalise Cannabis Alliance, can I help you?" occasionally, particularly with the press, it'll make you seem more like a bigger organisation, a realer organisation. So we've got you out with your rosette on so people will recognise you. You have to remember not to get too stoned before the event you're speaking at. Get stoned in the evening if you want after you've done your public bit of being out on the streets. But try, unless you've got really good health reasons, in which case the stone will be used here in them and you won't appear so stoned. Just try and keep it together. And I must admit, I'm already too stoned and I should be doing a better job than this. And you've been to the second-hand shop and you've got a smarter jacket or a smarter dress or smarter shoes or whatever it was the kids and granny said you needed to get to look like somebody votable for. When you're on the platform, you have to look at the audience, which is just what I was not doing. So maybe we need somebody who'll remind us when we're not looking like the best candidate. Like, we shouldn't cross our arms, because apparently that makes you look defensive. So you have to remember to keep your arms back. Because when you're on a panel, there'll be four or five of you sitting there, and you have to sit in front of the audience, which we haven't done to people today, being watched by the audience, which could be a lot bigger than this, as you're listening to the other plonkers speaking. So you have to remember your speech and also to reply to what they've said. I'm afraid a lot of the, or some of the candidates, have showed their lack of experience by forgetting that politicians always talk longer than they're told to. If you're told to give a 2-minute speech at an event, the organisers are probably expecting that you'll speak for 5 minutes. And now that so many of you have very kindly given up before their full 10 minutes were up, I could now speak to 1:15, I think, if I wanted to. But hopefully I'll run out of things to say before then. Make sure there's some water available. Don't go on a public platform without water. Because if you dry up, drying up really means that your mouth is so dry that you can't say anything. But on the other hand, while you're waiting, listening to these boring Labour candidates and Tory candidates, and with us we've got the SNP as well, don't drink too much because you might end up desperate for the loo before it's even your turn to speak. Personally, I try not to be either last to speak or first to speak. Chairpersons at these sort of meetings have a dreadful habit of trying to say ladies first. And in the days when I was the only lady candidate, I'd have to be quite firm and say, no, sorry, somebody else can go before me. Do it alphabetically. Hendry is quite a good name for not being first or last if you do it alphabetically. But some people just draw the names out of a hat and then it's up to the fates which position you speak in. Be prepared to threaten people with legal proceedings. I'm not completely sure what the legal proceeding is in England, but in Scotland, when I was not invited to an all-party meeting, which if it was an all-party meeting, I should have been at, I would threaten to interdict them. I'd put something in a letter and get it to them as fast as possible, saying, my legal advisers are considering taking out an interdict to stop the meeting going ahead. This was after I'd phoned them up and asked if I could attend the meeting, and they'd said, no, sorry, you're not important enough, or whatever nonsense they thought they could use. So I do think you should be prepared to threaten legal proceedings or suggest or hint that you might take them if there is any problem with not being allowed to speak at an all-party meeting. But you do also have to have a press release of some sort available for small publications that might want a few words from you. They'll tell you how many 100 words, and you have to be prepared to get it to them on the right day at the right place. And this is where maybe your team of somebody with a bicycle will cycle over and get it through the right letterbox by the right time. I think, yeah, you have to get your voters out. You'll have friends who'll say that they'll vote for you, but are they going to be too stoned to remember that it is actually election day because they haven't noticed that the posters have been up for a week? It's been alarming how many people I've met after the election who had said they would vote for me and then said, oh, is the election over? Have I missed it? Can these people be texted? Or is there some other way that you can get somebody to phone them and say, it's election day, Fred, you've got to get out and vote for us? because it is a pity to lose even one or two votes which might count. Because what the other parties are worried about is that you will get the difference between first and second place. Because if you do manage to get enough votes to be the difference between first and second place, the cannabis issue has changed the election. Either the first place candidate might not have got in, or the second place candidate would have, but things would have been different. I think that's about all I can string it out for, so I'll just have to go. But thank you very much for listening, and good luck, everyone, when the time comes.